What's up, guys?
I'm gonna do comedy trivia. We're live on the captain's log. Let's check it out. What are we doing? We're right off the hook.
You really know your comedian.
That's what I'm told. That's what I'm told. I gotta check it out.
And these are the OGs too.
I'm nervous.
The originals.
Let's see. I'm waiting for it to show, so we can.
So you guys can help him out.
Yeah, I'll give you guys a chance to win. To win free tickets.
Because I really don't think you know.
Mia's going to test me.
I really don't think you know.
My original show today was the actual guest was, he had his son got sick, so I have to switch it up. But I'm going to do the trivia because Mia says I don't know anything about anything.
Okay, you think you know everything.
No.
So I just want.
Let's see.
People don't know that you don't.
I'm waiting to see if I can get the feed for you guys. And we're going to play trivia. Do you want to play trivia? Who wants to play trivia?
I'm ready. I'm ready to watch you. You need a lot of help.
Where's the Captain's Log trivia? Hold on, you guys. I got to get the link so I can tell everyone we're live. And then once we do that, we'll be able to share it.
You're live.
Yeah.
You're going. Yep.
Is there somebody
watching?
Hey,
guys. Yeah, we have a lot of viewers.
We're going to be live in a minute. Watch. I'm going to play trivia, and you guys are going to win tickets to Ali Sadiq this week. All right?
Yes.
Here we go. And I got to get my monitor going, though. That's why. I got to get my monitor so I can see. Because I have to see everybody.
Let me get these monitor ready, then.
Let's see.
People are commenting. They're watching.
We're almost ready. This stuff isn't easy, you know?
How come I can't find your right feed? Everybody else can. There you are.
You see me?
I do.
Oh my God, so you see me. All right, guys, we're
they
gonna
said,
play.
While you're up there, tell us a joke, Brian. What do you got?
I got no jokes. I got the captain's log. That's all. That's my gig. That's what I do.
Crystal said that Nick Swartzen was hysterical.
She liked it?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna set you guys up right here. All right, here we go.
You are live. Thank you, Crystal.
I'm gonna have the monitor up here. I'll turn the volume off, but I wanna see so I can hear. All right, guys.
All right, there's some
Let's
viewers.
Hear what we got.
They're watching, you ready?
We got music.
It's a legit showtime.
This is showtime.
All right, Brian, are you ready?
Yeah, I don't know the camera guy, he's struggling though. Is he good? How's the camera guy?
Camera guy's fine.
All right, I'll watch the camera guy. All right, let's here we go. Let's hear what the winners say.
So,
by the way, this is the captain's trivia, and we're going to be doing, we had a great show lineup this week, huge.
Yep.
So tomorrow, we're going to talk about why you should get the flu shot, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to get the flu shot. Tomorrow it's flu season. Dr. Dollar, you did?
Mia just got
her flu shot. Amazing. So that's crazy. I can't believe it. It's wild.
I don't like it at all.
So we're going to get the flu shot tomorrow with Dr. Dollar. He's going to tell us all the good reasons why we should have the flu shot. Also, then on Wednesday, we have medium Cindy Kaza.
Yeah.
That's huge because
sold.
The last time she was like spot on with everything, but the shows are sold out.
Yep.
For Cindy, but she's still going to be my guest on the Captain's Log on Wednesday. And then I have on, oh my God, it's a lot to remember. Thursday, I have,
Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday, Sam Camro from America's Got Talent.
Finalist.
And then on Friday, it's Ali Sadiq. I mean, the show's just crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. let's ask the questions, baby. We're going to do it. Captain's
right.
Trivia. What do I know about comedy? Nothing.
Absolutely not.
Let's see. These are tough questions. Go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
What comedian was best known for his rant on the 7 words you cannot say?
You better go by the microphone so they can hear you.
One more time, guys. Let's see.
Let's hear.
A little bit closer. What comedian was best known for his rant on the 7 words you can't say on TV? Was it Eddie Griffin or George Carlin?
I'm going to go with George Carlin because Eddie Griffin is a little more recent and I don't remember that happening.
You are correct.
Correct!
Unfortunately. So, yeah, that was George Carlin for all sure.
Right. How's that? Our sound effects are struggling. One beat for that, I won! I got a good question. Can you play some music? Jeez! Thank you, the crowd responds. Woo! Thank you.
Right.
God, I gotta get something over here. Give me something.
Come on, guys. All right, here we go. You're gonna get something wrong, so.
Next question. I'm one for one. If they answer the question, let me see. How come I don't see any comments below? Where's all the comments?
I see comments in.
All right, hold on. I wanna see your comments so I can see.
They're telling us it was George. You guys are right.
George Carlin. All right.
Yep.
All right. So if you answered George Carlin and you were correct, then I'm going to DM you, right? And you're going to win tickets.
All right, guys. We have plenty of questions, so.
All right. Keep going.
All right. Number 2. Who said this?
Let's hear it.
There's no such thing as soy milk. It's just soy juice. You had him.
Wow.
You had him here.
Oh, well, that's easy then.
Yeah, is it Lewis Black or was it Chris Rock?
Well, if you guys say, was it Lewis Black or Chris Rock? Let's ask the question. Who said there's no such thing as soy milk? It's soy juice. And actually, he said that to me. I know.
I knew you didn't know this one.
Tell me who it was.
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal.
You're sorry, Crystal. You're wrong, but Elizabeth got it right, and so did Justin.
Yes, it was Lewis Black.
Yep.
He said that to me actually in the car. And you're not going to get a check right now, boss, because someone's going to have to do it, but you got a few minutes.
I need a check.
Hey, we're trying to get paid. We're trying to do a show. We're in the middle of a show.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Maybe you know the answer to this next question.
All right, so you won. Yes, you picked the winner, right?
Yep, they're all commenting.
Elizabeth had it right. Crystal didn't get it right, but Diane got it right. Justin got it right.
Emma.
All right. If you guys all got it right, you're going to get free tickets.
Question number 3.
Yeah.
This legendary comedian was given mainly to racial jokes. He starred with Gene Wilder in a 1980 movie about two innocent men doing time for a bank robbery.
Wow.
This is a very big, big name. You cannot get this wrong.
Both names. A, George Carlin. B, Richard Pryor. Or C, Eddie Murphy. The legendary comedian was given...
He's got it right over there in the corner.
Uh-oh.
He's got you.
How's our sound effects?
No, he didn't.
How about playing some music while we're thinking?
Some thinking.
I'm telling
music.
You, it's you think it's easy, guys, getting all these people to do this? So difficult. I'm paying top dollar around here.
Hey.
Can you play some music?
Hey, they're all answering.
Oh my God, she's got something going. Thank you. All right, so is it A, George Carlin, B, Richard Pryor, or C, Eddie Murphy? He starred with Gene Wilder in the 1980s movie about two innocent men doing time for a bank robbery. I'm going to go with B, Richard Pryor.
Of course, a legend.
All
Richard
right.
Pryor.
Yay!
You got it right, too. You get tickets if you want to
get. And the crowd goes wild. Robert Hamilton won. Paul Greenleaf won. Donald won. Chris, you lost. Sorry, buddy.
I don't want to leave now.
All right.
Chris, why?
Jeez, what did I pay you extra? You pressed 2 sound effects on that question. She must be getting a raise. God.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Which of these comedic dynamos started his career? I think that's dynamos. I'm sorry.
Dynamos, yeah.
Started his career on a very popular 1970s sitcom as an alien from another planet. This is a legend.
Wow. Andy Kaufman, A. B. Robin Williams. Or C.
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary. Which of these comedic dynamos started his career on a very popular 1970s sitcom as an alien from another planet? Who was that?
Look at your comments because they will definitely help you.
I don't have a clue.
They're doing great.
Robin Williams. Emma says Robin Williams.
No one's gotten it wrong. I think you should take their side.
I'm
going to
go with
one.
Robin Williams. Robin Williams.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. Everybody who answered Robin Williams gets 3 tickets. I'm going to run out of tickets. They're answering so fast. Jesus.
They're doing great.
All right, here we go. Number 5. We got to move this along.
Number 5. This controversial comedian was a former... Wow, I don't know that word.
Evangelical
preacher who performed the darker side of comedy. He was notorious for shouting and going on diatribes with his
humor. Diarades with his humor.
I don't know how I spelled that wrong.
I don't know either, but she said diarrhea, I think. I don't know what the question is. Definitely misspelled, but it sounds funny. All right, this is when you play the music. We're thinking about the question. There we go. And cue it. Thank you. Turn it up so they can hear it.
This guy is definitely a legend, too, as well. These are all great people you're going to answer about. All
right. He was a controversial comedian and a former evangelical preacher who performed the darker side of comedy. He was notorious for shouting and going on tirades with his humor. A. Dennis Leary. B. Sam Kinison. Or C, who?
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. Who's it? Who is it?
Read your comments. They're helping you out big time. They're on it today.
I'm going to go with Sam Kinison because I think it's he's always going on rants and shouting.
Yes, Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison! Yes!
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Amber Watt, the late Kins.
Everybody got it right.
Yeah, that Diane's right. He's not dead. That's true. The other one was the other answer was not dead, so he couldn't have been there. Because it said, that's right. That's right. All right, number 6.
All right. This comic was the star of one of the most popular sitcoms of the 1990s. He was paid a whopping $1 million per episode for his show, which was about nothing. Was that A, Louis C.K.? Was that B, Jerry Seinfeld, or C,
Rodney Dangerfield? Who is it? This comic was the star of one of the most popular sitcoms of the 90s. He was paid a whopping $1 million per episode for his show, which was about nothing.
You guys cannot get this one wrong.
You better give me the answer. Do you have tickets for Samuel?
Someone said Barry Seinfeld.
We almost. May have tickets for Samuel, yes.
There may be some available.
She says Rodney, no. Marisol says Jerry. I'm going to go with Jerry Seinfeld, B.
You are correct.
Correct. And he got that joke. Yay! The crowd goes wild. Thank you, thank you.
I'm going to go
with Jerry Seinfeld on that one because I know that he thought that show was going to get canceled in 2 seconds.
$1 million an episode.
When he first started, he did.
$1 million.
$1 million a pop. Not bad.
That's crazy. Not bad.
Kind of like what we get paid here at Captain Brian's.
Yep.
Similar. And the sound girl goes crazy. All right, here we are. What's next?
This extremely funny lady had her own 1990s sitcom originally titled The Friends of Mine, which was changed to her first name. Her announcement that she was gay in April 1997 caused ratings to go through the roof.
was that A, Ellen DeGeneres, or B, Jane Lynch?
Or C, Roseanne Barr? Who's going to be?
This is...
Reread the question.
You cannot get this wrong. This extremely funny lady had her own 1990s sitcom, originally titled These Friends of Mine, which was changed to her first name.
I think everybody got it already.
Her announcement that she was
except
gay...
Except Tara. Tara, I'm sorry. Wah, wah, wah. Where's my sound effect? Tara, you didn't get it, but everyone that said Ellen is a winner. You won. If you said Ellen, you won.
Yes, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes, the crowd goes wild.
All right, this is another big one.
All right, here we go.
This comedian was a regular on In Living Color. He starred in a 1994 movie about two intellectually challenged friends like myself.
Yes.
One more than the other. A, Jim Carrey. B, Jeff Daniels. Or C, Dennis Leary.
Wow, tough one. This comedian was a regular on In Living Color.
Yes.
He starred in a 1994 movie about two intellectually challenged friends, one more than the other. Who was it? You guys are Googling it or you got it?
They're going crazy. They got it.
You guys already got it.
They do.
Donald, you win. No, is it Jim Carrey, right?
It is Jim Carrey.
I knew the answer to that.
From Dumb and Dumber.
That's the best.
Yes.
I love that movie. Hey, Anna, Jim Carrey, you won. Everybody who said Jim Carrey wins. We love that. Yes.
You're doing too good. Like, why haven't you got one wrong yet?
I'm not that good. I'm just, I'm taking a good guess. I'm just a good guesser.
I want Brian to get these wrong.
All right, here we go.
This one's pretty easy. You should get this.
All right.
You ready? Or actually, no, I lied.
Wait, we went to...
We're on number 9.
Oh, we're on number 9. I went to 16 already. Holy moly.
You're ready.
We got to speed up the process over here.
We got this. This comedian was a regular on Saturday Night Live. He made a string of movies since the 1990s, including one from 1996 about a washed-up hockey player turned golfer.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Who is this comedy sensation? A, Adam Sandler. B, Will Ferrell. Or C, Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with... Let's see. Hey, Donato, what's happening? Is that Mia? Yes, that is Mia in the background. She's reading the questions.
Oh, man, who's that?
all right. Terry says Adam Sandler. Marisol, yes, that is Maria. She's behind the scenes.
My name is Mia.
Mia is behind the scenes. I'm saying Marisol and Mia at the same time. And you saw A, I'm going to go with Adam Sandler.
Of course. Everybody knows Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, which was the ball.
If you do not, then...
I love it.
Do your Netflix homework.
So if you said A for number 9, Adam Sandler, you're a winner. How many people are answering before I hear the question?
Everyone's doing great. I think they're why you're winning, is what I want to say.
Heather said Billy Madison. It's not Billy Madison, right?
Billy Madison, no. The movie that he was a hockey player turned golf was Happy Gilmore. Madison's when he had to repeat all grades.
Same, you got the right guy, but the wrong movie. Anna says Adam Sandler. Absolutely. You guys are all winners. All right, number 10.
Oh, Marisol, thank you. You're the best. I'm going to love your comment. So, number 10. You should get this one, too. Former Saturday Night Live regular appeared in several 1990s movies, one in 1995 as a recent college graduate who just inherited his late father's business, and another in 1996 as a confused young man whose brother ran for state governor. Who was this comedy great? I'm gonna give you guys a hint. He was in...
Wait, you can't give him a hint until he picked it.
I can help you.
Former Saturday Night Live regular appeared in several 1990s movies. One in 95 as a recent college graduate who just inherited his late father's business, and another in 96 as a confused young man whose brother ran for state governor. Who was this comedy great?
They got it. Two of them got it already.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
My sound effects girl's on top of it
right now.
She's
on it. You go, girl. You go, Danielle.
You go, girl. I don't care what they say about you. We're gonna keep you on the soundboard. All right. Marisol says Tommy Boy. I don't even know where that comes from. But
I think that the winner is...
We're looking for the name. Is it A, David Spade, B, Chris Farley, A or B, David Spade or Chris Farley?
They got it. They definitely got
it. All right, Farley. Crystal gets it. Farley.
They're naming his name. Yay! He was in Tommy Boy and he was in Black Sheep, so I think that's why they're...
I got you.
They're
got
throwing
you.
Out his...
Good. Very good. Winners. Chicken Chris dinners. Farley. All around.
All right, number 11.
Number 11.
You better get this one. I'll be very disappointed. This comedian had an autobiography... Oh, my gosh. An autobiographical show.
Yes.
In the mid-2000s about his childhood. He also had a role in Lethal Weapon 4 with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. Everybody
A,
knows this
Chris
show.
Rock, B, Jimmy Fallon, or C, Eddie Griffin. Hey! Wait, first of all, the best part about the sound effect is she laughed harder than me on the one she hit it. You can't laugh harder than the guy telling the joke.
You have to. And, oh, they're on it. It's not Tucker. It's Rock.
Chris Rock? Chris Rock, if you said Chris Rock, you're going to win free tickets.
From Everybody Hates Chris.
Boom. Hey, guys, if you answer these correctly, I'm going to post a promo code. There's so many comments now, I can't even, there's no way I'm going to respond to all you guys. I love you all, but I'm going to respond to as many as I can. I just won't get to every person. So if you're hanging in there and you want free tickets, I'm going to give you a promo code. Okay.
They're doing great.
Yay! You guys are killing it, though.
They are.
You know a lot about comedy.
They do. I'm really shocked.
All right, here we go.
Number 12. This Saturday Night Live alumnus starred in a popular 1992 movie based on one of his SNL characters. He later starred in a trilogy about a mysterious British spy and his evil nemesis. Okay. Who is this dynamic comedian? A, Mike Myers, one of my favorites. B, Steve Martin, or C, Richard Pryor?
Oh, I know what it is.
I love you too, Scott.
I'm gonna go with...
they're on it. Come on, the British spy?
I know what it is.
Who's the British spy? That should have given it away.
It's A, Mike Myers.
Yes, you are correct.
Right?
Yep.
If Good you job. Said A, Mike Myers, winner, chicken dinner.
This one right here. This one's a little bit harder because I feel like you could get it wrong because they're both really, you know, big names.
Okay.
So, number 13, what comedian grossed $50 million with his stand-up concert film? Was it A, Richard Pryor, B, Eddie Murphy, or C, Chris Rock?
I know what it is. What comedian grossed $50 million with his stand-up concert film? Is it A, Richard Pryor, B, Eddie Murphy, or C, Kevin Hart?
Oh, you got two people. One person said Pryor and the rest are saying Murphy. Pryor was a big name. Made a lot of stuff.
I'm guessing if you said B, you won.
Oh, I think you got this one wrong. Oh, no.
No.
You got it right.
Of course not. It's Eddie Murphy Raw, right?
Yes. 50 million.
Just chump change. 50 million.
Chump change for Eddie Murphy.
I'm getting chicken dinner from Samantha. She's hungry, she said. She likes all the chicken dinner winners.
Ooh.
Let's do it. Eddie Murphy Raw, 50 mil. What? Yeah, number 14. Come on, Mia.
All right. What female comedian's biography is titled The Bedwetter? Was it A, Sarah Silverman, B, Amy Schumer, or C, Whitney Cummings?
What female comedian's biography is titled The Bedwetter? Wow, I don't know that one. I'm going to look to my comments. Guys.
She's great. I love this girl. I love
is
them both.
Is it A, Sarah Silverman, or B, Amy Schumer? What female comedian's biography is titled The Bedwetter? You guys are going 50-50 on this.
Yeah,
no one's
this one's
me
a
out.
Hard one.
No one's helping me out here. I need
Come
a little
on,
help.
Come on, guys. How do you know? This is such
what,
a
and
legend.
I know Amy Schumer, but I've never met Sarah Silverman.
Really? I would love for her to be here.
Nope,
come here.
Never met her.
Sarah Silverman, come to Off the Hook if you ever see this.
All right. So what female comedian's biography
is
titled
is 50-50.
The Bedwetter.
Are you Googling? You better not
I'm
be Googling.
I'm not Googling, but I'm going to go with B, Amy Schumer.
Wah, wah, wah. You
no,
got
I was
it
wrong.
Finally. That is
so
Sarah
you said
Silverman.
A, Sarah Silverman. I should have said that because I pretty much know what Amy Schumer did, but I didn't know. I met her, so I figured that could fit right in with her.
Heather Prescott.
So I guess number 14. If you said Sarah Silverman for the name of her biography, The Bedwetter, you are a winner.
Yes.
The driving's gotta stop. Amy's was titled "The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo." That's true. You're right. You're right. All right. Here we go.
Number 15. It's a true or false question. Friends of Andy Kaufman claimed he faked his death in 1984. Is that true or false? Do you know
I
about
think
Andy
I know.
Kaufman?
Yes, I saw the movie. I saw the movie The Comedian, right? That was about him?
I think so. But this is a harder question. I didn't want to believe it either.
Friends of Andy Kaufman claimed he faked his death in 1984.
Could you imagine faking your own death? That's crazy.
Everyone's going with true, and that's what I'm going to go with. But let's see. We got to wait. We'll see. Cheryl, David just joined. Marisol, Jennifer, Christopher, Elizabeth. You guys are all going with true. Diane, Donald, Ruben, Scott. All going true. All right. I'm going with true because that was my original.
Yes, that
yes.
was true.
Isn't that the movie The Comedian, right?
Yes, he claimed he faked his own death. That's awesome.
Winner. Give me a bell. Okay, let's go. Next one.
All right, we only got four more left.
Four more questions, guys. Four more chances to win tickets.
So, number 16, this angry.
By the way, you're going to win tickets to Ali Sadiq. And you see his Comedy Central specials right now. He's got a one-hour special. He's got a couple, actually, Behind Bars, right?
Yeah.
And then he's also got the one, It's Not Happening, right?
Yep, I'm excited.
Ali Sadiq, killer, killer, killer show.
Gonna be great.
By the way, he was in jail, and he learned to be a comedian in jail. That's why all of his comedy specials are done in jail. And now he's like... world famous speaker and comedian. Yeah.
Wow.
He brought himself from jail to stardom.
Well,
amazing.
That's awesome.
And now he's doing that for other people.
No, I'm excited to see
All right,
him.
Here we go.
Hilarious. So, number 16, this angry.
Yeah.
Chain smoking is one of the biggest things about this guy. This angry chain smoking comedian became well known for his act, No Cure for Cancer. Was it A, Andrew Dice Clay, or B, Dennis Leary?
Wow. I think they both smoke, don't they?
Well, one of them is just known way more for it. No, the No Cure for Cancer.
Heather said she lost power in Boquilla. That's because you're in Boquilla. And it kicked her off. What did you miss? Not much. Mia's very slow. She can't get these questions out quick enough.
Nothing's ever good enough.
Carly says Dennis Leary.
They're Marisol like going says 50-50 kind of.
Everybody says Dennis Leary. Except Jennifer, she's bucking the trend. She's going with Dice Man.
And so is D'Amato.
Everybody, wait. The pendulum swinging to Dice. Is it? This is a tough question.
Christopher changed his answer.
This angry chain-smoking comedian became well-known for his act, No Cure for Cancer. A, Andrew Dice Clay. B, Dennis Leary. I'm going with B, Dennis Leary.
You are correct.
Dice never does anything good.
You better hope he doesn't hear that.
Well, he's mad at me anyway right now. So if he hears me, he'll probably call me.
Dice, come back.
Yeah,
he misses you. All right.
I love him, but he's mad at me.
We kind of already answered this question.
Okay.
But we're going to ask it again.
The answer was B, Dennis Leary.
Yes.
So you guys said B, you're going to get tickets. Exactly. Ruben said he heard chain smoking. Had to be Dennis Leary. All right. Yep. There's only three more questions, guys. You better get these answers.
All right. Number
eight. What happened to our sound girl? She got very busy? No sound cues for any of those questions.
She's sleeping.
What? Okay.
Oh, Apple.
Unbelievable. She's got excuses, this girl.
Oh, every girl. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Number 18. This shrieking and often insulting comedian was a preacher before he was a comedian.
Wow.
And we answered this kind of.
All right. A, Sam Kennison, or B, Bill Murray. This shrieking and often insulting comedian was a preacher before he was a comedian.
Bill Murray's a nice guy. I could see him being a preacher. He looks like
he's Who do you think that is? Sam? Diane says Sam again. What are you Googling, Miss Diane? She's better than me.
They're the reason
Crystal's
you won.
Answering the phone. Sorry, Crystal. Anastasia says, Sam Kennison. Everyone's now going with Kim Kennison.
Well, because that
is... Yeah, because you threw in too many clues. You put in the shrieking. Once you say shrieking, you know who it is.
I couldn't. I had to. He's a legend. We had to bring him up again.
All right.
All right, last two questions. This is going to get serious. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to give you guys a promo code at the end of this question. And everybody's going to win because I'm a good guy. That's how I do it.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Two more questions and I'll give you a promo code that you can win. Everybody. Yay!
And we're back.
All right, but if you share, do me a favor. Share this post right now and I'll give you the promo code for everybody.
There you
everybody
go.
Share the post, please. Because this is the captain's log and I don't have a guest today, so I have to entertain you myself. Feel bad for me?
No.
I'm working overtime over here. I'm doing the work of two people.
Oh, stop it.
It is.
You're
going to
ask yourself the questions next time?
Jeez. Share the post, drop a comment, and let me know. I'll give you the promo code at the end. Two more questions. Here we go.
All right, 19. What comedian got her start in stand-up at a Coors Light Super Talent Showcase in Washington? A, Whitney Cummings. B, Wanda Skies. Or
Sykes.
A little dyslexic. Or C, Whoopi Goldberg.
What comedian got her start in a stand-up as a Coors Light Super Talent Showcase in Washington?
This is where she started.
That's hard. That's a hard question.
Oh, it's a mixed thing. Diane.
Diane's quick on the draw.
Diane is crazy.
She goes right in there. She goes right in.
They're saying B and... They're saying Sykes. One person did say
Sykes,
Whitney.
Huh? Let's see.
Oop, it's mixing up.
We gotta see.
I really like this one.
Let you guys get a couple questions here.
And someone said they want Arnaz J tickets. Everyone has been calling about them.
Arnaz J is in next week, right?
I don't know. I gotta look that up.
Next week is Arnaz J. This week it's Cindy Kaza, but it's sold out on Wednesday night. And I just posted new tickets March 1st through 3rd for Cindy Kaza because this show sold out this week. Can't get tickets. But then we have Sam Camro this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Finalists.
No, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
And then we have Ali Sadiq all Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Performing
so
after Sam.
Every night except Monday and Tuesday this week. Multiple.
Yep, everyone's been calling about Arna's jail.
All right, I'm going with B, Wanda Sykes.
Yes, you are correct.
The reason why I went with B and Wanda Sykes is because I haven't seen a Coors Light Super Talent Showcase in Washington in a long time.
All right.
We will get Arnaz J. We'll get you something for Arnaz J. Last question.
I tried to take it easy on you.
Would you guys share this post? Share the post. And I want to see you share the post. And I'm going to give you tickets. I'm going to give everybody right now tickets. All you have to do is share the post.
All right.
Go, last question.
Last question. It's not too hard, but you definitely need to get this right. What comedian was one of the original cast members on Saturday Night Live and one half of the Blues Brothers?
Oh my God, that's so easy.
Was it A, John Goodman?
Oh, no, I don't
know. Or B, John Belushi?
Wow, I don't know that.
So.
I thought it was easy because I was like, I know who the Blues Brothers are. Who is it going to be?
John Belushi or John Goodman?
Yes. What comedian was one of the original cast members on Saturday Night Live and one half of the Blues Brothers? Is it Belushi or Goodman?
Oh, man. I think I made it too easy.
I think you made it too easy.
I wanted them to win. Not you, though. Yeah, they're all good.
You're lighting it up, guys. All right, here we go. Did you share it and post it? If you like the captain's... By the way, if you go on under notifications on my page, you can turn it on and get a post when I go live. So it'll tell you when I'm live. Do that for me. Say hi. And like my page. It makes me feel good. You want me to feel good, right? All right, guys. So the winner... You guys all won. And
Belushi's was correct.
It was Belushi for B, John Belushi. He was one of the original Blues Brothers. I'm going to be cooking, also Cooking with the Captains coming up this week. I got to find time for that.
Cooking with the Captains? Yeah, what are you going to make?
Me and Gerson in the kitchen. We're going to do that.
Can I test the food?
Yeah, you weren't here. I didn't know. We killed it last week. We cooked up a storm.
Definitely loved it.
All right, so your promo code is ASF. Like, Ali Sadiq, ASF, for free, 1-8.
Do you know what that acronym means?
I don't know what that means. I know that the promo code is ASF18. That's the promo code.
That is the best promo code ever.
So that's the promo code to win. ASF18. You guys are going to win free tickets. And I love that that you did share the post. Thank you. Bradley shared it. I appreciate that. You guys are great to me. It's really good. We're done. This is the Captain's Log. This is Captain's Trivia. And I hope you guys had fun. Mia's going to try to end it.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have an awkward silence at the end until she's done.
I can't.
She can't. So we're done.
Because you have an iPhone X, man. I don't know how to use an iPhone X.